I have to confess that my bracketology needs some work. Mm-hmm. Somebody back there is laughing.
Isn't that wonderful? No scandals. No scandals. Getting feedback right through my speaker. Coming right at me. What can I do about that? No scandals. None whatsoever. I guess next he'll appear in a hoodie to make sure his base definitely conforms to voting several times in the next election. I told you he wrote off most of America. He wrote off the working people. He wrote off the working class. He wrote off basically the, I'm sorry to tell you, he's made it into a racial issue. You know that what he's doing is all about garnering his base, and you know where that's coming from and where he's going. I don't want to talk about it. I did already. That's why I don't want to talk about it. What's in the news? House approves lower rates on student loans. Isn't that touching? They're all caring about students, all of the Democrats. It would reduce the cost of borrowing for millions of students. Now, when you say students, you probably think of, students studying. Student means study. But if you actually go to an American college today, studying is a small part of what they do there. It's really about drugs and sex. Studying is the smallest part of college today. And I'm asking a simple question. Why didn't they just work after school if they needed money to go to college? I worked. I mean, you ever hear of working your way through college? How many people listening to the Savage Nation tonight work their way through college? Why don't you tell your story of how many jobs you had that you didn't use fraud, you didn't use felonies, you didn't use fake student loan gambits to go through college? What is this about students being sacred? Well, why are they sacred? Most of them come out, they can't even work in a coffee shop. If you order three cappuccinos at once, they have a nervous breakdown because they were raised on Adderall after getting Ritalin from age two by the psychiatric establishment. What a story this is. Shrinks for sale. Psychiatry's conflicted alliance. The corrupt alliance of the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry. Check out what the pediatricians of today have become. 20 years ago, pediatricians were the most trustworthy branch of medicine. 20 years ago, pediatricians earned the least amount of money amongst medical doctors. 20 years ago, pediatricians didn't prescribe drugs. That's why they made very little money. Well, all that's changed. Now pediatricians are amongst the most highly paid of the medical professionals. They are pimps for the drug industry. They have eschewed natural products. They tell parents not to give the child vitamins because the vitamins might interfere with prescription drugs that are toxic, that are chemical straitjackets, that are being prescribed by the whores with medical degrees down to the age of 2 and 3 years old. Now, some psychiatrists have seen what's going on and have come forward and tried to testify against this, but they've gotten nowhere. The pharmaceutical industry has bought the entire pediatric establishment. The pediatricians today are less trustworthy in most cases than your local crack dealer. The crack dealers, as you well know what they are. They don't hide it. They make no bones about it. They're drug peddlers. The medical doctor who says, I'm a pediatrician, I belong to the American Pediatric Association, says, oh, I'm prescribing a medication, therefore I know that it's good for the child. That's not true. If you look at the interlocking corporate directorships, if you look at how many of these pediatricians serve on the boards of these pharmaceutical companies, you get the picture? It's a dangerous situation because so many of our children are being abused. They're being declared to have illnesses that don't exist in order to prescribe drugs that are toxic, that are killing them, that are turning them into permanent wards of the state and of the medical pharmaceutical establishment. Don't call me on that. There's nothing you could say. Nothing you could say about it. So student loans. I mean, I got to laugh. I worked my way through college. My father told me point blank, I can't afford to send you to a, quote, private college. So you're going to go to a municipal college, the Queens College of the City University of New York. And he said, whatever you make of it is up to you. You'll have to work to get yourself through college. I will let you live at home, but you'll have to pay room and board. I hated him for it. But he made me pay for the food and the room. Why? He wanted to teach me that it had a value. He didn't want me laying around at night smoking marijuana, as the kids do today, thinking that I was a genius because I read Dostoevsky. you know, while ripped on a reefer, sitting under a pillow there with my mother's cooking, and think I was a genius because I read John Dos Passos, or that I read the whatever the review was at the time that was published down the street in Queens, New York. I forget it was. The Paris Review. I was shocked to learn that the Paris Review, which I thought was the coolest publication on earth, because all the degenerate poets published in it, was published in Queens, New York, about a mile from my house. It's a scam. Did you go to school and pay your own way through? You can call on that if you wish. It's not a big deal. They voted today. They voted today to link student loan interest rates to the financial markets. What the students don't know just happened is they could actually get screwed, because the rates will be lower this year than they were last year, because interest rates are lower. But as soon as the economy catches up with reality and we actually catch up with the runaway inflation that we've been living under Obama, who's printing money, the student loans will go through the roof. But this is typical of the Democrats. They take the vulnerable populations like students who are basically drug addicts, and they tell them that we're going to reduce your cost of borrowing. Yay! I don't have to work. I don't have to lift a finger. But that's the thing. Today, the legislators act not like Caesars as much as like prophets, in my opinion. If you look at the ancient Jewish laws, there were lawmakers and then there were prophets. And in the ancient days of the Jewish people, a prophet had the authority to impose a new law temporarily. Did you hear this? In other words, there was a separate class of wise men. There were the lawyers, and then there were the prophets. How you became a prophet, I don't know. But apparently in the U.S. Senate today, in the U.S. House of Representatives, I think we have 400 prophets who have the authority to impose new laws on their own. They're acting as though they're ancient Israeli biblical prophets. You get it? Did I make any sense to you? I know you didn't hear this today, a Democrat, bad Republican, good. All Rush does day in and day out. Republican, good. Democrat, bad. Democrat, bad. Democrat, Republican, good. Water carriers, all of them. Water carriers. Fraud, frauds. Water carrying fat fraud. But he's gotten away with it all these years, so who am I to say otherwise? Only one question at a time permitted on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-2282. Let's go to a few websites so I can broaden the discussion from that which is angering me to that which may be pleasing you, because you are the audience, not me. Server not found. Firefox can't find the server at www.michaelsavage.com. That's great. So my website is down. Let's see. We'll try the Drudge Report. That'll be down next. Firefox. Gay athletes could be prosecuted. I don't understand that story. I'm not even going to get into that. Lewinsky sex recording to Bill surfaces. I'd like to hear it. I don't think it's that exciting. We know he was a dirtbag. We know she was a fat slob who went down for anyone who could do anything for her. What's new about that? A fat slut in the White House? That's unusual? There was an interesting story on a Drudge Report this morning that caught my eye. It was the headline in the morning. And here it is. How Hollywood helped Hitler. You say, what? Jewish Hollywood helped Hitler? I know you're not supposed to say Jewish in Hollywood. I get it. I'm sorry. Especially then. I mean, you can make the connection at that time. You know, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. You say that's an oxymoron. Hollywood didn't help Hitler because so many Jews worked in Hollywood. Why would they help Hitler? For dollars. Read the article on the Drudge Report. It's a new book called The Collaboration, Hollywood's Pact with Hitler, by the right-wing Harvard University Press. And in the article, based on archival documents in the U.S. and Germany, he reveals the shocking extent to which Hollywood cooperated and collaborated with the Nazis during the decade leading up to World War II to protect its business. Collaboration. German translation, Zusammenarbeit. I can't pronounce it. My people are from Minsk, not from Munich. Zusammenarbeit. Arbeit macht frei. See, that's my logo. That's what gets me up in the morning. I have a big sign over my bed which says Arbeit macht frei. It was cauterized into my brain at age one. So that's why I keep working. It's why I work. It's why I go on. Because I have no choice in the matter. To me, work is life. But in that sense, I'm no different than many people who have achieved a great deal in life. Work is the only salvation, wrote the great sculptor Rodin. I'll never forget reading that. Work is the only salvation. Work, work, work. So to me, work is a salvation in that regard. But when I look at this story, a bell goes off in my head from the how Hollywood helped Hitler. In a desperate attempt to protect German business, the big studios let Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, and even force one MGM executive to divorce a Jewish wife. So I said, okay, what's the parallel today? Okay. In devastating detail, Michael Savage reveals how the big studios, desperate to protect distribution in Arab nations, let Islamists censor scripts, remove credits from military men, get movies stopped that show Muslim terrorists, and even force some executives to marry Muslims. That would be a good story, wouldn't it? But you won't read it for another 30 years because it's too current. And I'm not a prophet. I'm a poet, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
CNN Films presents A Presidential Portrait in Super 8.
I took a camera Super 8, and I have quite a collection of film.
They're not your typical home movies.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
Candid moments shot by Richard Nixon's most trusted aides.
I was taking a home movie of this.
Movies held by the government for nearly 40 years. Filmed by the insiders who knew him best.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Our Nixon. Thursday, 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
KZVO traffic, a little better news. Northbound 880 Mission Boulevard, Fremont crash finally cleared. Traffic still backed up from Highway 101. Southbound 85 Saratoga, that accident also clear. Traffic still backed up towards Highway 101. Northbound 280 at 92, that accident also clear. Traffic recovering. Northbound 101 slow, though, from Marsh Road up to Highway 92. And southbound 101 slow, Palo Alto into Mountain View. Again, Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road in San Jose. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows Windows, the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It's the Savage Nation. This is a talk show. Talk show. And we're talking amongst ourselves about two main topics. Psychiatry's conflicted alliance with the pharmaceutical industry, number one. The catering to students when most of them are drug addicts. They should be working their way through college if they can't afford it. Not taking big student loans that they bellyache that they can't pay. What do you mean they can't work after school? There's plenty of jobs. I did horrible jobs. I didn't complain about it. I was a busboy. I was a waiter. I was a busted out lifeguard in the Shanks Paramount Hotel. I had horrible jobs. I worked 16 hours a day to put myself through a municipal college. Because my father couldn't afford it. I got a government. I need a loan to go to college. Who's going to give me a loan? What a nation of brats. They come out, they can't even work. They think they should run the company. You put a moron at the Starbucks, if you ask them for three cupcakes and two coffees at once, they call the police that you're being abusive to them. You have to stand and talk slowly. You have to talk at like a pace, like someone out of a mental hospital in San Francisco. God forbid they should get nervous with a pencil on the cup. They have to write it down. You tell them what you want. I want a cappuccino. They have to write it on a cup. That's how they got through college on Adderall. They can't remember the word cappuccino. Cappuccino. And they write it phonetically. That's the world I'm living in. That's topic number three. Topic four was Hitler's Hollywood, the films Nazis loved and hated, and how Hollywood helped Hitler. They let the Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, and they forced even one MGM executive to divorce his Jewish wife. Okay? Say, wow, that's... Wow. Well, when is the Hollywood Reporter going to talk about Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg? Today, big Hollywood, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, catering to Islam, catering to Arab money, catering to the forces that do not want us to see a Muslim as a terrorist. They have shown our soldiers as Nazis, these bastards would rather show our soldiers as Nazis than the fanatics that they're facing off against every day as the Nazis of today. So don't tell me that this book about the 1930s is that shocking. What's it going to take until the year 2070 till we find out in the 1910 era? I'm sorry. From the year 2001 on, Hollywood had been for sale. And they were terrified of losing the Middle Eastern market. Moreover, most studios were owned, to a certain extent, by big oil. In addition to that, they were sold out to big China. When have you last seen a movie showing Chinese communism for what it is? When have you last seen a movie about the harvesting of organs from political dissidents in China? When have you last read a book with the Chinese communist as the villain? Well, if you read my novel, A Time for War, you would have seen why I wrote it. You got a twofer out of it. But you didn't read that novel because you didn't read about it. It wasn't on the top of the list. The reason it didn't make it to the list is because it was boycotted. It was boycotted by everyone in the media who was tied into China. It was boycotted by everyone in the radio industry who's tied into the corporate interests that say, no, you can't attack China. So it's like one man screaming. And I'm like screaming in the wilderness lately. I feel more and more and more like I'm in a desert screaming in the wilderness, only there's no burning bush. There is no burning bush. There's no burning bush. So when God said to Moses, I want you to part the Red Sea, I want you to lead the people, he said, leave me alone. I got aches and pains, I got a backache, I got a bad skin condition. Leave me alone, pick someone else. Go get Charlton Heston. So Moses said, leave me alone, that's all. I'm just a regular guy, I know what the heck is going on, I don't even bother. I'm not leading anybody. God said, no, because you have a speech defect, Moses. Because you have a skin condition, Moses. Because you don't want to lead the people I have chosen you. So Moses said, well, what sense does that make? You're supposed to be God. Why don't you choose someone who wants the job? Look at Charlton Heston. He hasn't been born yet, but there's someone around here like him. One of the ancient Israelites must look like the future Charlton Heston. Pick some central casting Jewish guy. Pick someone over 6'2". You know, with a nice tan. I'm crippled. I got a psoriasis. My back hurts. I stutter. I fumble. I don't want to lead anybody. I can't part seas. I don't know how to do it. I didn't learn that. My eye hurts me. I have a headache. Leave me alone, God, please. No, because you don't want to do it, you're going to do it. So that's the rest of history. That's how it happened. It's the story of Moses and God in my interpretation. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. It sort of spontaneously erupted from the volcanic soul that's underneath the soil of Michael Savage. And right now the soil is very porous. I don't know what's going to come up next. But we'll stick to the Hollywood catering to Nazis and the comparison to today. Why don't you call me and tell me what you think? Am I right about Hollywood catering to Islam, to Arab money, and to Muslims? Yes or no?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler. Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Fremont northbound at 880 at Mission Boulevard. Earlier crash. It has been clear. Traffic still bumper to bumper from nearly Highway 101. Now across the freeway, southbound 880, Mission Boulevard, or Fremont Boulevard South, that is. Looks like we have a crash. Injuries and debris in the lanes there. CHP on the way. Traffic just starting to back up. Northbound 680 on the Sunol Grade have an accident there. Traffic bumper to bumper from about Mission Boulevard. Southbound 85, Saratoga, that accident gone. Traffic still sluggish, though, out of Mountain View. On the peninsula, northbound 101 is heavy from Marsh Road up to Highway 92. And San Francisco, northbound 101, bumper to bumper from 280 to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. See free Friday night bands on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. See a different band every Friday night. This Friday, see Y&T. For the full lineup, check beachboardwalk.com.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
With new economic policies in place and the financial future hard to predict, where do we go from here? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop on Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill or Thursday, August 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. How are you affected by new tax laws and the stock market trends? What investment mistakes should you avoid? Join me and Pat Vitucci. That's Tuesday, August 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill, 7 p.m. or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer.
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, Melanie Morgan here to let you know about the greatest LASIK offer ever from Ellis Eye and Laser Medical Center. Now, for a limited time, you can do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. 0% financing is available for 24 months. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 65,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Call Dr. Ellis now at 888-657-1166 and receive a free eye evaluation valued at $350. This two-for-one offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis right now at 888-657-1166. That's 888-657-1166.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I got four topics in the air now within the first 30 minutes on the Savage Nation. I'll give you the four in order. Did you work your way through college? I know I did. The lines are jammed with people dying to tell you the story of what they had to do to get through college. And why are they telling it? Because we have a generation of spoiled brats who think the government owes them a loan. And then, God forbid, they want to recollect the loan. Oh, how evil. Evil corporate America. Just the code words. GMOs, Monsanto. Idiots, morons, they know nothing. Stone potheads. They have the code words already as they're sipping their macchiato. The macchiato. They're out all night partying on drugs. They lay in the mother's house all day long. They don't work a day in their life. They take student loans. They eat the mother's food, stay in the house. But they're experts on GMOs. Don't give me a GMO, Ma. Don't feed me anything with GMOs in it. Don't feed me any GMOs. Monsanto. Monsanto. GMOs. Pipeline, evil global warming pipeline. Idiots, a nation of morons. Morons. Hitler and Hollywood, films Nazis loved and hated. So the Nazis threatened to exclude American movies. More than 250 American movies played in Germany after Hitler took power in 1933, unless the studios cooperated. Before World War I, the German market had been the world's second largest, right? So what happened was, the Hollywood biggies said, okay, we want to smooth it over. We want to smooth away our differences with Hitler to preserve commerce. Because at that point, Hitler already was, you know, in control. You wouldn't believe it. You say, oh, come on. Well, read the book. It's from Harvard University. It's just coming out. So then the studios start to change the great 1930 movie All Quiet on the Western Front. Hollywood regularly ran scripts and finished movies by German officials for approval, just as they do now with China and they do now with Saudi princes, one of whom owns 18% of Fox News. I think it's Alawid. I don't know his name. Alawid owns 18% of the boys and girls on Fox News. All nice people. But don't tell me there's no influence over what they cover. So back in those days, when the Nazis objected to scenes or dialogue they thought made Germany look bad, or if they criticized the Nazis or dwelled on the mistreatment of Jews, the Hollywood studios would accommodate them. And remember, this is when Hollywood was 100% Jewish and made cuts in the American versions as well as those shown elsewhere in the world. Not only that, we learned that Nazi pressure managed to kill whole projects critical of the rise of Adolf Hitler. In fact, Hollywood would not make an important anti-Nazi film until 1940. Hitler was very smart. He was obsessed with the propaganda power of film. And the Nazis actively promoted American movies like 1937's Captain's Courageous that they thought showcased Aryan values. Now, look, you've all known, if you're educated, any educated American knows, that American companies such as IBM and GM did business with Germany right into the late 1930s. But many of you are not aware of the fact that Hollywood's cooperation with the Nazis was as rampant as we're learning today. But so what does it have to do with today? The minute I read this article this morning, how Hollywood helped Hitler on the Drudge Report, immediately a bell went off. I said, really, how interesting. Typical Hollywood. They'll tell you about something that went on in the 1930s. Oh, wow. But no, we're clean now. We're clean now. All of us drug addicts and degenerates, we're clean now. Oh, yeah, we're clean now. When have you last seen a movie showing a Muslim terrorist? When? When have you last seen a movie showing an American war hero instead of some broken basket case who shoots innocent civilians and women? When? With these sick, disgusting wrecks of human beings in Hollywood have poisoned the world. Poisoned the world. The sewer pipe of Hollywood has poisoned America and is poisoning the world. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, Spielberg, I spit on you. You're the worst of American society. You're the worst that ever existed. I'm going on a tirade against you. It's time you heard it. No one will dare say it. You think you're demigods. You're not demigods. You're garbage. You put out garbage for the world. It's the sewer pipe of Hollywood that comes from your diseased minds that goes out to the world. And let me tell you something else. And I'll say it once and for all. I've said it for years. We have real problems with Islam. It's a cultural clash, as we all know. But if you analyzed what the average Muslim thinks about America, it's not so much our foreign policy that they object to. It's not so much Israel and the Palestinians they give a whit about. It's the sick, perverted garbage that Hollywood is pumping into their children's minds. Worse than drugs. Worse than drugs is the filth that comes out of Brentwood. The filth that comes out of their degenerate minds. The filth. I remember going back to the 1980s. I made note of it. I wasn't in the media. I was a mild-mannered nutritionist, herbalist, health writer. I noticed something going on. I was always a movie lover. Every movie poster that was in a movie theater in America starting in the early 1980s showed a degenerate slut or fake man holding a pistol in their hand. Every movie poster, I made a note in my head. There was one slut after another with a mini skirt, with a tough look, with the arms crossed, with the high heels, with a slut look, with a gun in her hand, staring down at the audience. Or there was a fake man with a beard wife, another one with a gun in his hand. I said, what are they doing here? Every movie poster shows one of these so-called role models with a gun. What's going to happen? Well, what's happened is what's happening. They did it to this country. They did it to us. What do you have to look? On the moon? You have to look in the stars? You expect the senators to call a hearing about the degenerate sickness coming out of Hollywood? They're going to have a hearing when? When are they having a hearing on Hollywood's destructive movies and what it's doing to our children? When are you going to have a hearing with Spielberg or a hearing with one of the other prizes from Brooklyn come Brentwood? When are you going to have a hearing on what they're doing to the minds of our children, the rot, and what it's doing abroad, and why the Muslims are on a warpath against us? Because they don't want their daughter becoming a slut, and they don't want their son becoming a degenerate drug addict. But that's what's glorified by these sickos. The best representation of that today and I'm shocked it's even been made on television, is this series Ray Donovan. It's a minor series with some major good characters in it. John Voight is the best character in there. I told you I don't like Liev Schreiber. I think he's too weak for the role. A lot of people disagree with me. He's always puffing himself up. You know, from they shoot him from behind with the arms puffed out. Tough guys don't walk with their lats out. Let me put it to you that way. You know, like real men don't play white men don't jump, okay? Tough guys don't walk with their lats out. They usually get knocked over with a breeze. But I watched that series, and there's one character of a maniacal agent or producer who screams all the time. He represents the evil of Hollywood. And I was shocked that they would actually portray him because I think I know who they're portraying in that character. I can't mention it because I'll get sued. But I'm pretty sure that they're basing that series upon an actual Hollywood agent who is actually as evil as he looks. One of the characters, a leading man, so-called, like many of our leading men, who has a penchant not for women but for transvestites. And in one of the scenes, the transvestite videos him doing a certain act and then sends it out as a blackmail job. And this agent producer calls this guy Ray Donovan, the fixer, to go out there and take care of it because he's got a movie coming out the next day, a $400 million movie the next week, with this guy playing a leading man. Does it sound familiar to you? Another leading man. Another leading man. How many of them are there? How many of these leading men are leading you on? But let's put that aside. I'm myself a sexual libertarian. I could care less what people do. As long as it's consensual and there's no children involved, God bless you. Do what you want. But the fraud. The fraud. So the character has to go out there and threaten the transvestite, and et cetera. So the character is portrayed very, very realistically based upon a real detective in Hollywood who did this. I won't mention the name. And this all goes back again to the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. So today, Hollywood is helping who? Well, let's make a short list. Hollywood is doing the exact thing today that the Hollywood of the 30s did with the Nazis, with communist China. They want the movies in China. You never show China in a negative light. You never show Chinese communism as the dictatorship it is. And you never show the repression of Christians or of other dissidents in China. That's number one. That's rule number one. And all of you other ascribing screenwriters out there, I'll give you rule number two. Don't bother submitting a script showing an American soldier as a hero facing off against Muslim radicals in Afghanistan or Iraq. It will not get made. Not in our town. You'll never make that movie. Ask any screenwriter if I don't know what I'm talking about. They won't make such a movie. However, if you bring a script showing a soldier as a psychotic who kills innocent Muslims who are terrified and cowering in a little stone or wooden house somewhere in Iraq, and he wastes them like Cali. Oh, they'll have a bidding war on that one. Or you want another script that'll sell tomorrow? Show a soldier who comes home who's broken and can't adjust to society and becomes a poor victim, a drug addict, and he's in the street as a homeless man. That's all. That's what sells. So you say, oh, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. Great. Wonderful. How about the chilling history of how Hollywood is today helping Osama bin Laden's cohorts and helping communist Chinese agents in America? How many of them are here in this country, operating freely in this country? How many? You wouldn't know. If Homeland Security can't keep track of 1 million foreigners who've entered this country, how could they know how many spies are here, how many collaborators are here, how many people are here doing us harm? How could they know when they're doing us more harm than anyone could imagine? When the government itself is doing us harm on a daily basis, how are they going to be looking at foreigners who are doing us any harm when they assume that the American citizen is the real threat to their security, not the foreigner? I think I'll stop right there because I'm not writing a book. Now let's take some calls. WFTL in Florida. Jamie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. How are you this evening? Hello?
I never answered that question. My call screener should have told you what's on your mind.
Hi, Dr. Savage. First of all, I want to thank you very, very much for taking my phone call. And I just wanted
That's strike two. That's strike two. I'm not a normal host, so let me start. I'm not going to get angry, and you can make your point. Hold it. Stop. One, never ask me how I am. It's a waste of time, and you don't know me, and you don't care. I know it's a politeness. Two, don't thank me for taking your call. That's the nature of talk radio. Can you please get to your point, ma'am?
Yes, sir, I can. Due to your nutritional advice that you have given on processed food and nutrition facts, I just want to thank you again. My son, who suffers from ADHD, had went from an F average to a B average within 2 months due to your nutritional advice.
Now I'm embarrassed for being too mean to you. I'm sorry. I'm in such a bad mood today.
Okay.
From what I see going on, I got a migraine. I'm so angry. I feel... But, you know, you said something important because what? You listened to me talking about getting him off the drugs, putting him on a wholesome diet. Did you get a copy of my book, Healing Children Naturally?
I was a technician, and I have seen children...
Wait, Jamie, you're not hearing me. Did you get a copy of my... Jamie, listen to me. Did you get a copy of my book, Healing Children Naturally?
No, we just ordered it.
Okay, it's not that I'm trying to sell you a book. I'll give you one for free. But you're a pharmaceutical tech, and you actually see what the doctors do. Is that it?
Yes, sir. I have seen what has happened when they have taken them off the actual Ritalin and given them the generic. It did nothing but make the child worse. And I can also...
Have you seen how many children are being put on Adderall today?
Yes, sir, they are.
Do you know how many children are being prescribed this dangerous drug and the Senate does nothing about it?
The Senate does
nothing about the overprescription of prescription drugs to babies as young as 2 years old. They're putting them all on drugs. They're addicting an entire generation of children. Thank you and God bless you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
There's a vote. Traffic, have a new crash. San Francisco northbound 280 connector to northbound 101 right lane block there. That's pretty much where the traffic starts to stop as you head up towards the lower deck along the way. Another accident northbound 101 at Highway 80 may be blocking lanes there. A couple of cars involved. Mountain View northbound 101 Ellis Street crash. That one's off to the right side. Still slow over the Snow Grade northbound 680 Mission Boulevard to the top of the hill. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know that there are thousands of variable situations when it comes to Social Security? And if you're not paying attention, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in Social Security income. Hey, it's Katie Green, and if you're taking your future Social Security income for granted, don't. Call our good friend and colleague Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300 to get the answers about how you can maximize your Social Security benefits. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years with locations throughout the Bay Area. area. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review to make sure you're maximizing what is rightfully yours. If you're under 70 years old and haven't started taking your Social Security income benefits yet, call 866-496-2300 or online at O'Donnell Financial Group.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Securities America, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Securities America and O'Donnell Financial Group are separate, unaffiliated companies.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-426-0551. That's 1-800-426-0551. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you're behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishment, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-426-0551. The Federal Student Loan Relief Partner Companies has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-426-0551 for free information today. That's 1-800-426-0551.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It is a world gone mad. It is a world that is total madness. Where does this madness come from? How could it exist? How did we get to this point in history where everything is upside down? How is it possible that even the Pope, for example, comes out now and is apologetic about talking about a male and a female? Somehow it's been turned around that if you're a married man with a woman and you call your wife, you're somehow passé, that he's not your partner. The world is upside down, where even the Pope now is saying that the Bible was wrong in every way. You read Noah, you read the story of the flood, you read that in the ark, that they went in, male and female of all flesh, and as God commanded Noah, and the Lord shut him in, and then there was a flood upon the earth, and 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, etc., and then everything died on the earth. All flesh perished that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast, and every swarming thing that swarmeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, whatsoever was in a dry land, died. And God blotted out every living substance which was upon the face of the ground, and only Noah and all of the animals of the earth survived in the ark. And if you read your Bible, he kept the ark closed, and after 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made, and he sent forth a raven. He sent forth a raven. And the bird flew back and forth until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And then Noah sent forth a dove to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him to the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And it goes on. And he waits a number of days in addition. And then finally the earth starts to dry out. And then God speaks to Noah, and he says to him this, for those of you who've forgotten common sense, I can almost cry as I read this. As simplistic as it may sound to the sophisticated amongst you, you can almost cry to see how far we have fallen as a species on the planet, that everything is upside down. The doctor who was sent here to heal us drugs our children with toxic drugs for profit. The movie maker who was sent here to entertain us and enlighten us poisons our mind with filth and violence on a daily basis. Legislators who are there to make law to make us safer, make law to imprison us and make us less safe, taking away our freedoms on a daily basis. So God says to Noah, go forth from the ark and your wife and your sons and thy sons' wives with thee. He didn't say and thy sons' boyfriends with thee. He didn't say with your wife's girlfriend with thee. So what's with the Pope now? What is the Pope a maniac? He's gone nuts too? He's also now backpedaling and apologizing for the Bible? Maybe we should have a massive book burning that they can do in Hollywood, where everyone under decree has to turn in their Bible. It's a book of hate. Everyone must take in their Old Testament and New Testament and bring it to the town, to the police station, where there will be a public burning of the Bible in order to make the Senate happy, in order to make the Pope happy, in order to make those who dictate what we shall think happy. Am I the last man on earth? Should I put the lights out as I leave? Sometimes I feel I'm the last sane person on the planet. Do you ever get that feeling? I mean, I'm not going to lose my vision of what's going on. I know how this ends. I know how this ends. I've seen it end before. I know where this goes. I know where this goes. I've seen where this goes before. I know where this goes. I'm a student of history, you see. This happened in the Soviet Union. And where it went was any independent mind who said the state was not right, the state was wrong, the state was idiotic, the state was run by criminals, was put into a mental hospital because anyone who said that was considered mentally imbalanced. Senators can't have you criticizing them because they're perfect. Look at them talk to each other. They're perfect. They're above the law. They take no criticism. They are perfect. The state is perfect. The state is all-powerful. Obama is God. He's a demigod. If not God himself, he is at least a demigod. He's the Messiah. Anyone who says otherwise is not only evil, but probably mentally imbalanced and belongs in a state-run mental facility where massive drugs will be given, will be administered by the state doctors. The state doctors will administer the toxic drugs as you are strapped down because you don't see the world the way it is. You see the world the way you think it is. Now, it could be that you're brainwashed by having read the Bible and led a normal, clean life, but that's your problem. That's not the way the world is supposed to be, according to the New World Order. According to the New World Order, you don't see the world the proper way, and you're not dying off fast enough. You still have the vote. That's inconvenient. We've got to round them up. We've got to burn the Bibles. We've got to make sure that they don't read certain books, and we've got to make certain that they're medicated 24-7. So they see the world the way it is, according to the New World Order. That fit? Does that work for you? Pardon me. That's how I see the world. My name is Michael Savage. S-A-V-A-G-E.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You know, sometimes people say to me, you know, this campaign is pretty rough. You may want to quit. I know that there are newspaper editors and other politicians that say, boy, I wish that guy Wiener would quit. They don't know New York. So they don't know me. Quit isn't the way we roll in New York City. We fight through tough things. We are a tough city. There are people all around New York City who get up in the morning with a pretty tough day ahead of them, and they don't quit. But it's really not about the campaign and not about the candidates, and this isn't about me. You rattle my brain. Too much in love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was money. You came along.
I may say, Savage, you were just a prophet for nearly an hour. You were the old Savage all over again. You were like Moses crying out in the desert. We know you. The old Savage just came out of you again. You were the old prophet that we all love. What are you playing Wiener for? What does that have to do with anything? Because if you actually, if you listen to what I said in the last hour, if you just joined us, I'm sorry, I can't review it all. It was one of my best hours in a long time. I don't know where it came from, frankly. It came from the volcanic soil. It came from the aquifer, known the Savage aquifer. You got pure bottled water just now, or shall I say bottled fire, that I put out on the air. And I was railing against a number of elements in our society that have destroyed us. Primary, number one, Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood, and Hollywood. The sewer pipe of Hollywood, as I've termed it, has decimated the American mind, has poisoned the world, and continues to do so. And Congress as you well know, has never had a hearing about the dangers of the violence and the pornography being released and unleashed upon children, and never will, because they're owned lock, stock, and barrel. They're one and the same. Who was in the White House? Harvey Weinstein. Who loves Obama? Harvey Weinstein. After the devastation in Connecticut, who gave a speech? Harvey Weinstein. Who went to the White House to do damage control? Harvey Weinstein. Don't tell me I don't know what's going on. Don't tell me I don't see what's going on. I'm sure he's a wonderful man and probably a great father and grandfather. I'm positive he gives to charitable causes. I'm positive that Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Weinstein are wonderful men, each and every one of them. When have you last seen a Muslim painted in a negative light? When have you last seen an American soldier shown as a hero and a Muslim not shown as a victim? Do you think Hollywood caters to Muslims? So what triggered this series of questions? It was on the Drudge Report this morning, a chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler, a new book coming out, showing, which was shocking, by the way, that in the 1930s, Hollywood collaborated with the Nazis and let the Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped in order to make certain that American movies would continue to be shown in Hitler's Germany. You say, well, okay, so great. Now, what's that have to do with today? Same thing's going on today, in my opinion, with regard to China and with regard to the Greater Arabia, Big Arabia. Big Arabia controls Hollywood, as does Big China. So I get an article after that. Hollywood studios not paid box office share by China. This just came out a minute ago. The Hollywood Reporter said that the China Film Group has stopped paying a share of takings until a dispute over a new percent tax on foreign films is resolved. Oh, I said, this is right up my alley. So they're not paying any of their royalties until they work out the 2% discrepancy. Why? According to the Motion Picture Association of America, China's box office revenues increased 36% last year to $2.7 billion in 2012, making it the world's second biggest movie market and underscoring its importance as a key market for Hollywood's movie makers. Really? Germany, by the way, was the second biggest movie market in the world after America back in the 1930s. Isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that odd? It's interesting how history repeats itself in strange ways, you know, really. Now, I'm not saying China's like Nazi Germany, after all. It's a free country. Look, they can buy Louis Vuitton, they can buy perfume, they can buy Ferraris. They're all free in China. There's no repression. That's unless you want to practice Christianity, you might have your kidneys harvested. Or unless you criticize one of the dictators, then you might disappear off the streets. It's a wonderful country of Gingdong and Lingtong and whatever. Wonderful country. It's all everyone's happy there now. It's a happy state. It's perfect. It's a Hollywood place. It's a Hollywood place, China, created just by Hollywood. So now how many movies are they allowed to distribute? The boost came after a WTO deal reached by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. There he is again, the same man who sent our SEALs to their fate. U.S. President Vice President Joe Biden and China's then Vice President Xi Jinping, in which China agreed to increase the number of films allowed to be screened in the country by 34. Now, what's odd here, China's now allowing 34 movies in a year. Can you imagine? They came up with a number. It's a magic number. 34 movies are allowed to be shown in China that are made in the United States. That's an odd number, isn't it? Well, if you read this article, the Nazis had a quota, too, of how many American movies could be distributed in Germany. It's pretty interesting to me how history is repeating itself in so many ways. Now, I don't know whether Big Oil or Big Arabia has a certain number that they allow shown in Saudi Arabia or wherever. I know those movies are highly censored. That we know very well. Absolutely. They work in close collaboration right now. Any American movie that gets screened in Saudi Arabia is, edited? There's another word for it. I don't know the exact word. I think it's called censored. No, that word is censored. The word censor has been censored, and so it's now called edited in order to make certain that the sterling characters in Saudi Arabia and the people of Saudi Arabia are not offended by Hollywood. So that's one topic. Then the other topic which attracted your attention is that I went off on a tear in the beginning about the fact that the Senate, or the Congress rather, today voted to lower the interest rates on student loans. I said, oh, that's really a laugh. I mean, whatever happened to working your way through college? I worked my way through college. My father didn't have the money. He said, I don't have the money to send you to one of the colleges you may want to go to, even if you can get in. I can't afford it. I'm sorry. I was heartbroken. Most of the other kids in my high school came from families with a little more money, and they put aside money for the kid. They went to the, quote, out-of-town school. I dreamed of going to an Ivy League school. I wanted to drive around and smoke cigarettes in a convertible car and date Betty and Veronica. I wanted to be a member of a fraternity. I didn't want to work after school, but instead I had to stay home. I went to Queens College. I got a very good education, but I had to work. I didn't complain about it. I worked summers, 10 weeks, put away enough money for the year. All the old boys I knew in my socioeconomic category were the same, so I didn't feel poor. I lost track of the boys who went to the private colleges. God bless them. I was envious of them, but I didn't think of them afterwards. I don't know where they are today. Some are probably good. Some are bad. Some are dead. You know, some are limping around Boca Raton with the transfusion tree. God bless them all. But the thing is that you take what you can get out of life and you go on with it. That's all. You can't sit and complain about it. So I worked. I didn't ask the government to give me a handout to go to college. It was unheard of. Who ever heard of a student loan in my day and age? What do you mean student loan? The only people who can give you a student loan was, well, your Uncle Mo was in the Garment Center. I didn't have one. If I had a rich uncle somewhere in the Garment Center or in the movie business, which I didn't have, he would have given me a student loan. I never would have had to pay it back. I didn't have such an uncle. They were all working men. They worked hard. One in a factory, one in a store. They were poor guy. I mean, lower middle class. No one was poor. They worked their way up from that level. And I'm proud of it. I wear it as a badge of honor, actually, in America today. I love the rich guys. You may believe that. Al Gore, in the old days. I love him. He lived, him and whatever her name was, Tipper, lived in a trailer. Remember? His father was a senator, and he worked for Occidental Coal. Al Gore's father made his fortune in coal after he left the Senate, and now Al Gore Jr. is making his fortune in solar. It's unbelievable to me. It's like they used to say about the pork packer. I forget who, Trons, I don't know the name of the factor. Whoever killed it was the biggest pork supplier in America, said that we sell everything but the squeal. I mean, it's like the Gore family. They whipsaw you. First they make their fortune with coal. Now they make their fortune through green. It's amazing how easy the country is, like easy pickings. Read an article this morning that I was going to talk about. I didn't even get to. Rehab racket, frauds, felons, and fakes. It's going to be on CNN tonight. Rehab racket. Who amongst all the talk shows in America has been telling you that rehab is a racket? Me, Michael Savage. How many years have I been warning you that the drug dealers own the rehab facilities? Me. How many times have I told you these rehab clinics are nothing but rackets, top to bottom? Me. Who wrote a novel telling you that in San Francisco, right next to a mythical restaurant called Bruno's, there's a Chinese clinic that is a Medicare mill, a fraud? They come in off the boat, off the plane, they go in there, they go in and out. I never saw anything like it. They cracked on a Medicare fraud in Florida, in New York, not in San Francisco. Medicare fraud, you could see it. They laugh at you as they go in and out. What's Medicare? How does that happen? So I read the article on the rehab racket, frauds, felons, and fakes. It's going to be a big thing on CNN. And it's in the San Fernando Valley. And they closed some of them. One of these guys had been busted in Texas. He looks like he was from, let us say, the Ukraine, shall we say. He got busted in Texas a few years ago for complete and total fraud. Went to jail. He came out, moved to California, the land of the schmuck. The land of the gullible and the schmuck. California. He opened up a rehab clinic, and he was making $2 million a year on a fake rehab racket. You hear this? That's the state of California. But go pick up a can of soda or smoke a cigarette outdoors. You'll be arrested by the green police. Some state alcohol and drug program analysts are at a busy Panorama City strip mall served by the state's newest drug Medi-Cal clinic, Able Family. So, but read the article. It's on CNN. They're doing a great job, by the way. Yeah, I'm saying they're doing a great expose. CNN's doing a wonderful expose. I'm supposed to, what, bash CNN? I won't do that. They're laughable, but then they're not laughable. There's good and there's bad in everything. They're doing a great job. Medi-Cal racket, rehab racket. Watch it. It's on CNN, I think, tonight. Don't turn my show off to watch it, but they're doing a great show on that. I was going to talk about rehab racketeers, and I was going to ask you if you have a rehab racket confession to make on the Savage Nation. But instead, we are so backed up now. We have more planes on the runway waiting to land onto the Savage Nation microphone than LaGuardia had during the energy crisis. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
CNN Films presents A Presidential Portrait in Super 8.
I took a camera Super 8, and I have quite a collection of film.
They're not your typical home movies.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
Candid moments shot by Richard Nixon's most trusted aides.
I was taking a whole movie of this.
Movies held by the government for nearly 40 years. Filmed by the insiders who knew him best.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Our Nixon. Thursday, 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
This is about helping New Yorkers because they understand this is about them.
Is he crazy?
And this campaign has reminded me of that again and again.
Do you think he's medicated?
In all kinds of ways.
Do you think Anthony Weiner is medicated?
Come out with something embarrassing about you in your private life, you got to talk about that.
Actually, that could boost his ratings.
But it's also reminded me that citizens, when they come up to you and they want to talk to you about a situation on their block or at their child's school or something going on at their job
site. Oh, school.
That's what this campaign is all about, and I'll never forget that.
What a guy. What a guy. Despite the adversity of those attacking him, Anthony Weiner's going to stay in there. Because he's tough. That's the way he rolls in New York. Actually, he should say that's the way we bagel in New York City. Quit isn't the way we bagel in New York. Anthony Weiner's new quote is, quit isn't the way we bagel in New York City. It's the way we be Ollie. We fight through tough things. We're a tough city. What a yuck this guy is. This guy... I don't know how many different ways to say it. This guy is not an embarrassment. He's a clear and present danger to the survival of a person's mind. A man exposed like this keeps going on. He doesn't have the decency to withdraw, just disappear, go away, move to San Francisco, open a website, a porno website. He can make a lot of money, knows a lot about it. He could go in the porn business with Miss Leather. They can open up a site. You know, that's all. He's out of politics. He can make a good buck. He'd have Fred would love him here. He could run for the mayor of San Francisco in 2 seconds. Or of Rio de Janeiro. Anyway, I'm just joking. It's just crazy. But Anthony Weiner is an example. He's a disease. The disease of Anthony Weiner. The disease state of mind of Anthony Weiner is to me almost a product of everything about our civilization. If I were writing a novel, he'd be an important character of how sick he is and doesn't know it. Why doesn't he know it? He was raised by liberal parents who didn't teach him shame. Never taught him, never doubt yourself. You're right. Anthony, you're gorgeous. You're perfect. Oh, God, Anthony. Anthony, you're great. Look at my Anthony. Look at my Anthony. Look at my Anthony. He was the type that they took him to a restaurant, and if he was throwing food around while you were eating, they would tell you to shut up. If you called the management, they'd have you arrested. They'd call a lawyer. They call their brother-in-law to sue you for complaining about their child. Anthony could do no wrong. My Anthony? Oh, God, you could die from him. Look at him. My Anthony? Are you kidding? Look at him now. No matter what they want to do to him. And then you think they're not persecuting him? You think they're not Nazis? You think that they're not Nazis behind this? Don't think I don't know who it is. It's the Nazis after Anthony Weiner. It's those Hitlerites. That's who's after him. He didn't do anything wrong. So this is the mentality. This is going to be the mayor of New York City. Why not? Why shouldn't he be the mayor? Why shouldn't he? I mean, his popularity is still about 34%. What does that tell you? It shows you how sick the country is. It shows you how medicated the country is. It shows you how debased the country is. He's actually doing us a public service to show us how sick, how far we've fallen. In a way, if there was a historian listening to this show, if there is, let's say, a young historian, if I were working for a PhD in sociology right now, I would do a PhD. I don't think it'd get passed, though, with the sickos in the universities today. But let's say you had a rational committee, a thesis committee. I could do a whole thesis, a PhD dissertation in SOS on Anthony Weiner and the destruction of American culture. It's an amazing PhD thesis. It'd be very interesting. I doubt very much that your thesis committee would approve it or that it would be published. A heck of a good one. So I'm having a couple of calls now I'd like to go to. Let's go right to Robin in New Jersey, the land of the Sopranos on WABC. Robin, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael. First of all, thanks for the theological discourse on Moses. I've heard a lot of sermons on him over the years, but never one as funny as you did.
Where Moses says to God, I don't want the job.
Exactly. You caught it. But you know, you really caught the essence of him because he really was a reluctant servant.
He was a reluctant servant, which is why God chose him.
Yeah, exactly.
Many people say to me that I missed my calling, that I should go into religion. Let me tell you, this is religion. Talk radio is religion if it's done right. Right? I mean, this is religion.
It is. And you have some marvelous insights. But your screener told me not to get off on that. The reason I called was really the main issue was the influence of the foreign nationals in Hollywood. And I don't know if you caught the business story a couple months ago, but the Chinese bought out AMC.
The American Chinese movie chain. So they're going to sell what, tofu chips now?
Savage.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you, they're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. Starbucks says it's reached a deal to partner with Google to offer its customers dramatically faster Wi-Fi service. Starting next month, new U.S. company-operated Starbucks stores will begin to receive up to 10 times faster network and Wi-Fi speeds. A federal appeals court says Electronic Arts must face legal claims by college players who claim the video game maker unfairly used their images without compensation. Taking a look at the roadways, still a mess in San Francisco, northbound 11 from Highway 280 as you make your way onto the lower deck. Earlier accidents there involved. In Mountain View, southbound 101 San Antonio Road, stalled big rig, right lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up almost from Marsh Road. And still slow northbound 880 from about Brokaw Road as you head up towards Mission Boulevard because of an earlier crash. Northbound 680 slow almost now from Jacklin as you head to the Sunol Grade. I'm Dave Falk, South Park 560 KSFO.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatments, also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. 5564 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It is at the end Savage and Teddy in front of the microphone. As the night wears on, long day's journey into night. Yeah, it's been a long day's journey into night. Been up all day today. Long day's journey into night. I'm full of energy, though. I don't know what to do with it. I can't go to sleep after a show. I'm up for hours. Hours. I don't know what to do with myself. The world is in such hell right now. I'm agitated over it. I see psychosis everywhere. Everywhere I turn, I see psychotic members of Congress. I can't believe what they're wasting their time on. I just don't understand it. I don't know whether it's that they're medicated or that they're whores bought and paid for by the enemies of freedom, the enemies of free enterprise. I can't believe what I'm watching. The real enemies of America are get off scot-free. The real enemies are never investigated, never. When have you last seen a video game manufacturer call before a Senate hearing and be told, we want you to rein in the violence in your games because you're poisoning the minds of our children? Look what happened in Connecticut. When have you last seen it? They did have hearings. What came of them? Nothing. They smeared them off. When have you last seen Katzenberg, and Ratzenberg brought into a hearing with hot lights in their face, being forced to answer to the American public through our duly elected representatives about the violence and pornography that they put out into the minds not only of every American, but into the world, causing social unrest around the planet? When have you last seen such a hearing? Answer, never. I ask myself, how does this go on? How could it be that corrupt? How do we dig ourselves out of this grave? It's like we're buried in a crypt now. I don't think there's any way out of this. The forces of evil are so entrenched. And on the horizon, there's no one on the bench. Who do the Republicans have on the bench? Where is the man on the white horse? Where's the knight in shining armor? Where is anyone on the Republican side, anyone who can lead us out of this? Where's the Moses of our time? There are a few, but they don't have a chance of becoming any major national figure. Maybe in the media, yes. I can name a few really great guys. Some of them are old and wonderful people. They may never run. Some of them are, you know, way past running for any higher office. The Senate's pretty high up. That's as high as it can get, really, when you think about it. It's like a lifetime position. Unlike the presidency, the senator is really a lifer. Yeah, occasionally they lose. But by and large, you're in like Flynn forever, by and large. There's some great younger ones, but not too many. And you don't hear them, you don't see them. How's going to lead us out of this? Who's going to take on the American Trial Lawyers Association? Who is going to stop these crooks with law degrees who have destroyed one American business after another? They're like rabid mad dogs, like termites. And they buy the congressmen and senators to hold hearings on which industries they want to now rip apart. The one after the other. One after the other. Mezzo. Do you have Mezzo? Mezzo, call this number, 1-800-BUST-COMPANIES. You have Mezzo? You have a Mezzo? You have Mezzo? I have Mezzo. You have Mezzo? I have no Mezzo. How's your Mezzo? Oh, it's better today. You have Mezzo. Well, who could we sue about that? Call 1-800-SHYSTER. 1-800-SHYSTER to break another American business. Mezzo. New racket. Mezzo. What's the newest one? Everywhere you turn, another ad. Mezzo, diseases you never heard of. Would you be a pharmaceutical manufacturer today when you have such rats out there waiting to destroy you? So your mother, let's say, breaks a hip, they put in a replacement hip, and then the scum with law degrees go after the hip replacement manufacturer for causing a disease. Who would go into such a business in a country like this? So you have to understand what's going on. Now, who owns Congress? Is it the guys who make the hip replacement joint? No. They're too busy paying scientists, doing the research, going through the clearances. They're not involved in the legislative process. Who is it? It's the rats with law degrees who buy the congressmen. Okay, that hip replacement, that caused liver disease. We have one study from a crackpot in India that we bought and sold. And that crackpot said, Dr. Hasan in Calcutta University said that the hip replacement joint caused liver problems. Now we're going to sue every hip replacement manufacturer in the country. Do you have hippo? If you have hippo, call 1-800-BUST-THE-COMPANY. How's your hippo? You have hippo? Oh, I have hippo. My hippo's bad today. How's my hippo? You have hippo. Hippo, new disease. Everywhere you turn. Do you have diabetes? Was your diabetes caused by? Now fill in the blank. Drugs that they made, they try to cure people of diseases with drugs that are very difficult. I don't think you have any idea what it costs to pass a test to get a drug approved in America. I remember I was in pharmacology for a number of years when I was much younger in graduate school. I was always fascinated by medications and medicine. I thought of going into that career. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to get a drug approved in America. Now, who would invest that kind of money when you have psychotics who are able to take your company down? After you produce this drug and you help people, they're going to say that the drug harmed people. They're going to find a shyster doctor, some shyster crackpot researcher at some shyster university and some shyster clinic and say that it causes damage. Then they're going to sue you, break your company, maybe put you in jail. How can you survive? How can a nation survive which has an autoimmune disease like this? Now, I got to tell you this. You know, George Bush, to his credit, he was as flawed as any president is, because no one's perfect. A lot to criticize, a tough job. Truthfully, it's a murderous job. I don't know how anyone could do it. I don't know who would take the job to begin with. I don't know what you wanted for the bulletproof limousine in Air Force One and to have endless meetings and to go on fundraisers and give stupid speeches. I don't even know what's in it. I don't know anyone would want the job, to be honest. It's a pretty bad job. Pays nothing. Your life is in danger. You don't have a minute's peace. You can't do anything that is pleasant without someone criticizing you. If you breathe, they tell you that you made a mistake. I don't know who would want the job. You have to be megalomaniac. You want the power. Wonderful. You can be in a history book. God bless you. I'd rather be in pajamas than be on the radio. I'd rather play with my dog after a show than go to a fundraiser and have them cheer me and slap me on the back. So who's going to be a president in a time like this where everything is so corrupt? But George Bush, as flawed as he was, to his credit, muttered for a while and tried to rein in the vermin in the American Trial Lawyers Association. He tried to bring about some tort reform, some sanity, where a business manufacturer or a business could do business without fearing that some ambulance chaser on a low or high level would destroy their company. No, but he was destroyed by the American Trial Lawyers Association. They decimated him. They destroyed him. Then what happened? Then we got a lawyer for the president, Barack Hussein Obama. Although he wasn't a trial lawyer, although he never practiced law, he was a lawyer. He speaks their language. He's one of them. They're running wild across the American landscape like locusts, eating alive every business they can find. And I mean from the small to the large. I mean, people I know own little restaurants in San Francisco. They almost cry to me what the lawyers are doing to them. They almost cry to me. The fake disability lawsuits. You can't believe what goes on. All because of the lawyers. They come out of school, the last lecture in Harvard, according to a distant relative of ours. The last lecture they gave her at Harvard Law, some distant cousin of ours who we never talked to again, the last seminar they gave her at Harvard Law was, look for your first case within your own family. I swear to God. Look for your first case within your own family. That's what they're teaching them in law school. In other words, sue your mother, sue your father, sue your sister, sue your brother, sue your cousins. because that's what we do for a living. That's what they're producing in law schools today? Yes. Then if you get through devastating your family, now look around your neighborhood. You enjoy eating in a certain restaurant? Sue them. You go to a certain hair parlor? Sue them. You go to a dentist? Sue him. You went to a doctor recently? He's a nice guy. You grew up with him? Never mind. That's not your business. Sue him. You have a pair of shoes you wore for a while? Sue them and hurt your foot. This is the country you're living in. So you say, well, there's a lot of blame to go around. Where do you start? Where do you end? You start with reining in the lawyers. That's how you start. You eliminate the class action lawsuit. Eliminate it. It's thievery. It's thievery. They're the worst on the planet. Class action lawyers are criminals who should be driven out of the country. The worst. They're the worst people on the planet. I have a friend who's a lawyer who actually sues class action lawyers. He's an older guy. He spent his whole life. He could have made a lot of money being one of them. Instead, he hated them so much for what they've done to the country and the businesses that he spent his entire life trying to stop class action lawyers. You know how far he got? Nowhere. But he hasn't stopped trying. His life has to have meaning, so he's trying to stop class action lawyers. He laughs at them. The settlements, he says, are so, they're vulgar. They're obscene, what they do. The people get nothing. The lawyers take it all. Anyway, that's the story. Let's take, I got such great callers. I'm sorry if I went on and on a little too long, but it is a talk show. And boy, I've covered a lot of great topics. Dark Hollywood's dark Nazi past, and I made the connection between dark Hollywood's current catering to China and to Arabia. Same exact thing. Movies are censored. Scripts are not produced if they criticize China or they criticize Arabia in any way. When I say Arabia, that's a generic term for, you know what I'm saying. Remember that series 24, how good it was? Everyone loved it because it told the truth. The series Homeland, remember that one? Everyone loved it because it was about a congressman who had been turned in Iraq and was actually a secret Muslim who was plotting to set off a bomb in America. It was shocking. Homeland, remember that one? But they got a lot of heat from the Council on American and Islamic Relations, whatever they call themselves. All of the pressure groups went after anyone who dared say what everyone knows to be the truth. And the politicians, as you well know, they're not so much cowards as they are simply quislings. There's a big difference between a coward and a quisling. A quisling could also be very brave. Think of how brave Quisling was when he turned on his own people. And see, Quisling, I think he was Norwegian. I could be wrong on that. After the Nazis took over Norway, Mr. Quisling was a politician who went along with, he was a collaborator, in other words. And he went along with the Nazis, put on the Nazi uniform, did the salute, had the swastika, because he figured they were in like Flynn and they were going to rule the world for a long time. So he bet with them. He put his bet on the Nazi horse. Then, thank God, the Nazis lost. Quisling was tried as a traitor. I believe he was shot. Why? Because he sold his own people out down the river. That's where the word Quisling came from. In other words, his name became synonymous with collaborator. So you say a man is a Quisling, means he's a collaborator with an evil force. So you say, well, what are you getting at, Mike? Well, what I'm getting at is pretty obvious to me. Quisling is everywhere. Quisling is everywhere. Everywhere you turn, yes, Mr. Quisling is operating. Mr. Quisling's in Hollywood, Mr. Quisling's in Congress, Mr. Quisling's in the colleges, Mr. Quisling's in the grade schools. Mr. Quisling is everywhere now. There's not a single Quisling. There are many Quislings everywhere. You say, take a look at it. Homeland Security loses track of a million foreigners. You think that's by accident? No, Mr. Quisling's in Homeland Security. Shall I go through some of the other stories on the Drudge Report and show you where Mr. Quisling is? I can give you one after the other. I can give you one after the other. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. MichaelSavage.com is the website. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-540-8429. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-540-8429. Again, that's 800-540-8429. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-540-8429. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-540-8429.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information,
this is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an important legal alert announcement. Pay attention. If you or someone you know has suffered complications from a metal-on-metal hip replacement, there is a special toll-free hotline set up just for you. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call the National Legal Hip Replacement Hotline, you will get valuable free information that will tell you how you could get significant compensation for your pain and suffering. If you or someone you know has suffered failure of your metal-on-metal hip implant, resulting in pain and disability that may have required revision surgery to replace the failed component, this valuable free information is for you. Common symptoms include groin pain, dislocations, instability, and pain associated with loosening of the device. Call today to find out if you could receive monetary compensation. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Act now. Call 1-800-294-2339.
Consumer Attorney Marketing Group is a legal referral service.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. If you've got the Beatles playing, it's a hard day's night. Neil, get it ready for the end of this hour. I'd like to hear it's been a hard, that one. So let's take some callers. I got great ones from New York, San Diego, Pennsylvania, Jacksonville, Oregon, on many topics that I've touched on tonight. It's very late. You know, it's amazing to me. People would rather listen to talk radio and express themselves and get some ideas in their head rather than watch TV, which is astounding in this day and age. There are still people who think, who want to think. Thinking is painful. You know, psychiatrists or therapists will say to you, you know, therapy is hard work, and it is. Anyone who's been in therapy will tell you it's very hard work. But thinking is also hard work. See, therapy is about thinking. That's why it's hard work. Then changing your behavior is even harder. But talk radio is hard work compared to laying back passively and watching television. I enjoy a movie, but it's not hard work. It's easy. You lay there like an idiot with a clicker in your hand. You don't have to think. You don't have to engage it. Talk radio is for people who actually want to think. That's why we're the enemy of the political class, which does not want you to think. They want to think for you. They want to tell you what's good for you, what's bad for you. They want to tell you war is peace, love is hate, up is down, north is south, east is west, man is woman, woman is man. Soldiers are the enemy. The enemy is a hero. I mean, that's what they want to do. So there it is. Now you understand why talk radio is such a threat to the socialists in the Democrat Party in particular. They do not want us to discuss things amongst ourselves. They do not want us to disclose fraud. They do not want us to disclose who's buying them off and why they do certain things. So let's go to the callers. Greg on WABC, you've been holding for 2 hours. Fire away.
Yes, Michael, outstanding show tonight. You've really outdone yourself.
Thank you. I have. I know that. This is a new one.
Michael, you see Quislings everywhere, so do I, but I also see Antonio Gramsci everywhere. As you know, he founded the Communist Party in Italy in the 1920s.
I know very well. I wrote about it. I'm sorry to tell you in Trickle Down Tyranny. I'm familiar with all of the characters that you're mentioning. But what is your main point, sir?
I also see, and I know you're an expert in Russian history, I also see this as a revisit to the Visigoths. Can you enlighten the audience as to the history of the Visigoths?
Well, sure I can, but you want me to go into the Vandals? Or the Visigoths? Do you want me to talk about which one of the barbarian hordes? The Jutes? I mean, who shall I discuss first? The Vandals or the Visigoths? Why the Visigoths and not the Vandals?
Well, that's a good question. I'm coming to you seeking knowledge. I only know a little bit. My history's a little rusty, so...
Well, so, look, I'm not a historian per se, but I'm an amateur student of history. But when the Roman Empire broke... The barbarians broke the empire. The forces that were there, such as the Vandals and the Visigoths, set themselves up in various provinces and took them over. I think that's what you're getting at, right?
Right. It's taking over the provinces. Think of the provinces as being our schools and universities, Hollywood, the news media in this country, The Gramsci concept.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting, but you see, I'm going to make it very simplistic and simple. The barbarians broke the Roman Empire in two, and then these various tribes set themselves up as dukes and kings, right? But then the Vandals was only one chapter in that history, because entering the European world, something else followed that, and that was the Mongolian Huns. And they did things that the Western world had never before encountered. See, so after the Vandals broke Rome, and Rome was no longer this force, and these tribes, basically known as Vandals or Visigoths, took over, following them was a much more powerful force called the Mongolian Huns or Tatars. And things occurred that no one had ever seen before, and the Huns broke the Western Empire. They destroyed the Western Empire at that point, which is exactly what the left has been dreaming of now for at least 60 years. They want the end of the Western Empire. You remember the universities? Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has got to go. Do they know what follows the death of Western civilization when the dreaded white male is conquered? Do they have any idea what follows? Have they looked at history? Do they know what follows? Or is the madness such that they think it will all be bread and roses? These are important questions. I think the ignorance is so overwhelming, they have no idea what will follow. The death of Western civilization, God forbid. Western civilization has been the greatest force for enlightenment that the world has ever seen. The greatest force for enlightenment has been Western civilization. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Let's go to Pennsylvania, WILK. Susie, you've been holding for 2 hours. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I would just like to say I don't have TV or internet, and I've been listening to WILK all day today, and several times they've mentioned the Hitler and the Nazis, and I'm going to be 59 next month, and I'm ashamed to say, for the first time I went to Washington, D.C. was two...
Well, what you're getting at is what? Who were the Nazis? They were National Socialists. National Socialists. It was an all-powerful state where the Führer, Hitler, was the supreme ruler. There was no democracy. There were no people power. Does it sound familiar? Think the Democrat Party. National Socialism is what they would like. Absolute power. Get it?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, you made it to hour number three, the last day of July, July 31, 2013. Hour three of The Savage Nation. Let's go to michaelsavage.com and take a look at all the news that made it to my site. Number one, shrinks for sale. Psychiatry's conflicted alliance. You've got to read this article. The pharmaceutical industries have bought most of our psychiatrists and doctors in particular like cheap prostitutes. Take a look at the story and you'll find out why your child's been put on dangerous drugs such as Ritalin, Adderall, and the other toxic chemicals that are enslaving your children. The doctors are worse than the drug dealers in the worst neighborhood in your county. Also on MichaelSavage.com, the Black Caucus has recommended an extremist to be the head of Homeland Security. It would be a nightmare if this woman were ever in that position. Your Homeland Security Department under Janet Big Sis Napolitano has lost track of over 1 million foreigners who have come into this country. Where are they? Ask Janet Napolitano, the genius. Meanwhile, Karl Rove, the double-talking phony, has called for amnesty for illegal aliens along with his buddy McCain and the other, not rhinos, they're worse than rhinos. I have another name for them, but it's a family show. Sex scandals drawing the ire of the Democrat Party. No kidding. They're pretending they care. U.S. secretly releases Gitmo prisoners. Right under the sequester, the United States is giving Islamists $500 million circumventing Congress, and with no fanfare, they gave $500 million to Islamists and Hamas. That's your president at work. High school history textbook, Big Islam Love Fest. I'm kidding, huh? I'm not kidding. Hollywood had a love affair with Hitler right up until the late 1930s. Read all about that today. Hollywood today has a love affair with Nazism in the form of radical Islam. Is it racism, to tell you the truth? Not anymore. That would be to call Nazis Nazis. Let's go to the bottom of the website. A $150 box used as a TV stand was identified as a long-lost Japanese antique and sold for $9.5 million. Right? What else is on the site? Tyrant Kim's mini-skirted robot army. The tightly drilled ranks of female soldiers who serve as North Korea's mini-skirt Nazis. Did you go to school and pay your own way through? You can call on that if you wish. It's not a big deal. They voted today to link student loan interest rates to the financial markets. What the students don't know just happened is they could actually get screwed. Because the rates will be lower this year than they were last year because interest rates are lower. But as soon as the economy catches up with reality and we actually catch up with the runaway inflation that we've been living under Obama, who's printing money, the student loans will go through the roof. But this is typical of the Democrats. They take the vulnerable populations like students who are basically drug addicts, and they tell them that we're going to reduce your cost of borrowing. Yay! I don't have to work. I don't have to lift a finger. But that's the thing. Today, the legislators act not like Caesars as much as like prophets, in my opinion. If you look at the ancient Jewish laws, there were lawmakers and then there were prophets. And in the ancient days of the Jewish people, a prophet had the authority to impose a new law temporarily. Did you hear this? In other words, there was a separate class of wise men. There were the lawyers, and then there were the prophets. How you became a prophet, I don't know. But apparently in the U.S. Senate today, in the U.S. House of Representatives, I think we have 400 prophets who have the authority to impose new laws on their own. They're acting as though they're ancient Israeli biblical prophets. This is a talk show, and we're talking amongst ourselves about two main topics. Psychiatry's conflicted alliance with the pharmaceutical industry, number one. The catering to students when most of them are drug addicts. They should be working their way through college if they can't afford it. Not taking big student loans that they bellyache that they can't pay. What do you mean they can't work after school? There's plenty of jobs. I did horrible jobs. I didn't complain about it. I was a busboy. I was a waiter. I was a busted out lifeguard in the Shanks Paramount Hotel. I had horrible jobs. I worked 16 hours a day to put myself through a municipal college. Because my father couldn't afford it. I got a government. I need a loan to go to college. Who's going to give me a loan? What a nation of brats. They come out, they can't even work. They think they should run the company. You put a moron into Starbucks. If you ask them for three cupcakes and two coffees at once, they call the police. That you're being abusive to them. You have to stand and talk slowly. You have to talk at like a pace, like someone out of a mental hospital in San Francisco. God forbid they should get nervous with a pencil on the cup. They have to write it down. You tell them what you want. I want a cappuccino. They have to write it on a cup. That's how they got through college on Adderall. They can't remember the word cappuccino. Cappuccino. And they write it phonetically. That's the world I'm living in. That's topic number three. Topic four was Hitler's Hollywood, the films Nazis loved and hated, and how Hollywood helped Hitler. They let the Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, and they forced even one MGM executive to divorce his Jewish wife. Okay? Say, so, wow. Well, when is the Hollywood Reporter going to talk about Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg? Today, big Hollywood, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, catering to Islam, catering to Arab money, catering to the forces that do not want us to see a Muslim as a terrorist. They have shown our soldiers as Nazis. These bastards would rather show our soldiers as Nazis than the fanatics that they're facing off against every day as the Nazis of today. So don't tell me that this book about the 1930s is that shocking. What's it going to take until the year 2070 till we find out in the 1910 era? I'm sorry. From the year 2001 on, Hollywood had been for sale. And they were terrified of losing the Middle Eastern market. Moreover, most studios were owned to a certain extent by Big Oil. In addition to that, they were sold out to Big China. When have you last seen a movie showing Chinese communism for what it is? When have you last seen a movie about the harvesting of organs from political dissidents in China? When have you last read a book with the Chinese communist as the villain? Well, if you read my novel, A Time for War, you would have seen why I wrote it. You got a twofer out of it. But you didn't read that novel because you didn't read about it. It wasn't on the top of the list. The reason it didn't make it to the list is because it was boycotted. It was boycotted by everyone in the media who was tied into China. It was boycotted by everyone in the radio industry who was tied into the corporate interests that say, no, you can't attack China. So it's like one man screaming. I'm like screaming in the wilderness lately. I feel more and more and more like I'm in a desert screaming in the wilderness, only there's no burning bush. There is no burning bush. There's no burning bush. So when God said to Moses, I want you to part the Red Sea. I want you to lead the people. He said, leave me alone. I got aches and pains. I got a backache. I got a bad skin condition. Leave me alone. Pick someone else. Go get Charlton Heston. So Moses said, leave me alone. That's all. I'm just a regular guy. I know what the heck is going on. I don't even bother. I'm not leading anybody. God said, no, because you have a speech defect, Moses. Because you have a skin condition, Moses. because you don't want to lead the people I have chosen you. So Moses said, well, what sense does that make? You're supposed to be God. Why don't you choose someone who wants the job? Look at Charleston Heston. He hasn't been born yet, but there's someone around here like him. One of the ancient Israelites must look like the future Charlton Heston. Pick some central casting Jewish guy. Pick someone over 6'2". You know, with a nice tan. I'm crippled. I got a psoriasis. My back hurts. I stutter. I fumble. I don't want to lead anybody. I can't part seas. I don't know how to do it. I didn't learn that. My eye hurts me. I got a headache. Leave me alone, God, please. No, because you don't want to do it, you're going to do it. So that's the rest is history. That's how it happened. It's the story of Moses and God in my interpretation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3885 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3885. 800-282-3885.
See member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You do not want to outlive your retirement income, and there are ways to help protect your assets and avoid investment mistakes that you can do right now. I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop Tuesday, August 3rd. 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday the 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. Pat can help you build a solid, comfortable financial game plan to suit your lifestyle as you grow older. Again, financial seminar, Tuesday the 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill at 7 p.m., or Thursday the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation, but call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hi, Melanie Morgan here to let you know about the greatest LASIK offer ever from Ellis Eye and Laser Medical Center. Now, for a limited time, you can do two eyes for the price of one. That's right, you pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. 0% financing is available for 24 months. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 65,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Call Dr. Ellis now at 888-657-1166 and receive a free eye evaluation valued at $350. This two-for-one offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis right now at 888-657-1166. That's 888-657-1166.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
Did you work your way through college? I know I did. The lines are jammed with people dying to tell you the story of what they had to do to get through college. And why are they telling it? Because we have a generation of spoiled brats who think the government owes them a loan. And then, God forbid, they want to recollect the loan. Oh, how evil. Evil corporate America. Just the code words. GMOs, Monsanto. Idiots, morons, they know nothing. Stone potheads. They have the code words already as they're sipping their macchiato. The macchiato. They're out all night partying on drugs. They lay in the mother's house all day long. They don't work a day in their life. They take student loans. They eat the mother's food, stay in the house. But they're experts on GMOs. Don't give me a GMO, Ma. Don't feed me anything with GMOs in it. Don't feed me any GMOs. Monsanto. Monsanto. GMOs. Pipeline. Evil global warming pipeline. Idiots. A nation of morons. Morons. Hitler and Hollywood. Films Nazis loved and hated. So the Nazis threatened to exclude American movies. More than 250 American movies played in Germany after Hitler took power in 1933, unless the studios cooperated. Before World War I, the German market had been the world's second largest, right? So what happened was the Hollywood biggies said, okay, we want to smooth it over. We want to smooth away our differences with Hitler to preserve commerce. Because at that point, Hitler already was, you know, in control. You wouldn't believe it. You say, oh, come on. Well, read the book. It's from Harvard University. It's just coming out. So then the studios start to change the great 1930 movie All Quiet on the Western Front. Hollywood regularly ran scripts and finished movies by German officials for approval, just as they do now with China and they do now with Saudi princes, one of whom owns 18% of Fox News. I think it's Alawi. Alawid. I don't know his name. Alawid. Owns 18% of the boys and girls on Fox News. All nice people. But don't tell me there's no influence over what they cover. So back in those days, when the Nazis objected to scenes or dialogue they thought made Germany look bad, or if they criticized the Nazis or dwelled on the mistreatment of Jews, the Hollywood studios would accommodate them. And remember, this is when Hollywood was 100% Jewish and made cuts in the American versions as well as those shown elsewhere in the world. Not only that, we learned that Nazi pressure managed to kill whole projects critical of the rise of Adolf Hitler. In fact, Hollywood would not make an important anti-Nazi film until 1940. Hitler was very smart. He was obsessed with the propaganda power of film. And the Nazis actively promoted American movies like 1937's Captain's Courageous that they thought showcased Aryan values. Now, look, you've all known, if you're educated, any educated American knows, that American companies such as IBM and GM did business with Germany right into the late 1930s. But many of you are not aware of the fact that Hollywood's cooperation with the Nazis was as rampant as we're learning today. But so what does it have to do with today? The minute I read this article this morning, how Hollywood helped Hitler on the Drudge Report, immediately a bell went off. I said, really, how interesting. Typical Hollywood. They'll tell you about something that went on in the 1930s. Oh, wow. But no, we're clean now. We're clean now. All of us drug addicts and degenerates, we're clean now. Oh, yeah, we're clean now. When have you last seen a movie showing a Muslim terrorist? When? When have you last seen a movie showing an American war hero instead of some broken basket case who shoots innocent civilians and women? When? with these sick, disgusting wrecks of human beings in Hollywood have poisoned the world. Poisoned the world. The sewer pipe of Hollywood has poisoned America and is poisoning the world. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, Spielberg, I spit on you. You're the worst of American society. You're the worst that ever existed. I'm going on a tirade against you. It's time you heard it. No one will dare say it. You think you're demigods. You're not demigods. You're garbage. You put out garbage for the world. It's the sewer pipe of Hollywood that comes from your diseased minds that goes out to the world. And let me tell you something else. And I'll say it once and for all. I've said it for years. We have real problems with Islam. It's a cultural clash, as we all know. But if you analyzed what the average Muslim thinks about America, it's not so much our foreign policy that they object to. It's not so much Israel and the Palestinians they give a whit about. It's the sick, perverted garbage that Hollywood is pumping into their children's minds. Worse than drugs. Worse than drugs is the filth that comes out of Brentwood. The filth that comes out of their degenerate minds. The filth. I remember going back to the 1980s. I made note of it. I wasn't in the media. I was a mild-mannered nutritionist, herbalist, health writer. I noticed something going on. I was always a movie lover. Every movie poster that was in a movie theater in America starting in the early 1980s showed a degenerate slut or fake man holding a pistol in their hand. Every movie poster. I made a note in my head. There was one slut after another with a mini skirt, with a tough look, with the arms crossed, with the high heels, with a slut look, with a gun in her hand, staring down at the audience. Or there was a fake man with a beard wife, another one with a gun in his hand. I said, what are they doing here? Every movie poster shows one of these so-called role models with a gun. What's going to happen? Well, what's happened is what's happening. They did it to this country. They did it to us. What do you have to look? On the moon? You have to look in the stars? You expect the senators to call a hearing about the degenerate sickness coming out of Hollywood? They're going to have a hearing when? When are they having a hearing on Hollywood's destructive movies and what it's doing to our children? When are you going to have a hearing with Spielberg? Or a hearing with one of the other prizes from Brooklyn come Brentwood? When are you going to have a hearing on what they're doing to the minds of our children? The rot and what it's doing abroad and why the Muslims are on a warpath against us. Because they don't want their daughter becoming a slut. And they don't want their son becoming a degenerate drug addict. But that's what's glorified by these sickos. Hollywood is doing the exact thing today that the Hollywood of the 30s did with the Nazis, with communist China. They want the movies in China. You never show China in a negative light. You never show Chinese communism as the dictatorship it is. And you never show the repression of Christians or of other dissidents in China. That's number one. That's rule number one. And all of you other ascribing screenwriters out there, I'll give you rule number two. Don't bother submitting a script showing an American soldier as a hero facing off against Muslim radicals in Afghanistan or Iraq. It will not get made. Not in our town. You'll never make that movie. Ask any screenwriter if I don't know what I'm talking about. They won't make such a movie. However, if you bring a script showing a soldier as a psychotic who kills innocent Muslims who are terrified and cowering in a little stone or wooden house somewhere in Iraq, and he wastes them like a Cali, they'll have a bidding war on that one. Or you want another script that'll sell tomorrow? Show a soldier who comes home who's broken and can't adjust to society and becomes a poor victim, a drug addict. And he's in the street as a homeless man. That's all. That's what sells.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product. If you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VenusFly. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com, and order now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO. The Oakland City Council has approved a surveillance operation called the Domain Awareness Center. It would centralize information for law enforcement, including footage from surveillance cameras around the city and the Port of Oakland. Halliburton has been arraigned on a charge that it destroyed evidence following BP's 2010 Gulf oil spill. Lawyers for the company entered a plea of not guilty to one count of destruction of evidence in federal court in New Orleans today, but they say Halliburton has agreed to plead guilty at a future date as part of a plea deal. The firm was BP's cement contractor on the drilling rig that exploded. Taking a look at the roadways, may still have a stalled Big Rig southbound 101 San Antonio Road in Mountain View. It's got the right lane blocked, been out there a couple hours waiting for the right tow truck to get there. Have a stall in Vacaville, westbound 80 west of Meridian. It's got the right lane blocked. Still sluggish, northbound 101, trying to get to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
iHeartRadio is changing the way you listen to radio. Now this station and over 1,500 real live stations play on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Download the free app, pick your station, and touch play. Over 20 million registered users and growing. You don't even have to register to listen. Find out what it's all about at iHeartRadio. You can listen to your favorite station wherever you travel free. Always just a click or touch away. iHeartRadio.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels,
and it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories,
and every bike in the store
is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday.
Go to performancebike.com for locations.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
A lot of companies who are doing the right thing and investing in America pay 35% in their taxes. Corporations who've got fancy accountants and stash their money overseas, they pay little or nothing in taxes. That's not fair. That's not good for the economy here.
No. Oh, politics is unusual. Yes, on the Savage Station, it is politics as unusual. dead. DOA. Another one burnt out from drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Glad I was afraid of drugs. I won't continue that thought line. I was not afraid of the rest of them, but there was a certain degree of caution. The friends I knew who had no caution whatsoever are dead or burnt out, so that happens. That's all. Stars that came and went. Now, how do you explain, though, like the Rolling Stones? Allegedly drug addicts, sex addicts, rock and roll addicts. At 70, it's amazing. When are they going to stop already with the towels on their hips? When are they going to stop with, I mean, emaciated abs, lats, the Walking Dead, and look how they can knock out a song. I mean, it's amazing to me. They have some constitution, those guys. And there are guys like that who can abuse themselves like you can't believe, and they live to 85. Cigarettes, drugs, needles, it doesn't matter what they do. 80, 85, I don't know what that is all about. You talk about genes. Then there's the other guys. They eat a peanut, they drop dead. Oh, no, 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 I don't have no white bread near me. Oh, is that water from a bottle? Did it come from the island? No. Oh, it's tap water? Oh, no, I have an allergy to tap water. 42 years old, DOA, a coronary. So, look, that's what it's about. So I was in Beverly Hills for a few days, and you look at the mansions. They're amazing. They're over the top. They're pretty amazing to look at. How is it that all the liberals live in $23 to $35 million houses? How does that work? And that's on the low end, by the way. How is that possible that the very people Obama's talking about cutting the tax rate are the people who live in $39 million houses, and they're for global warming, they're against the Keystone. You see, outside the mansion, stop the Keystone. The guy lives in a $75 million, 75,000 square foot mansion, and his problem is the Keystone exit. Stop fracking. Maybe it's got to do with the women they get. I don't know what it is. They go to a certain restaurant. They drive Priuses. They have their driver drop them off in a Prius, and they have a stop fracking T-shirt, so they must get lucky or something. But they have beautiful houses. Who are they fooling? Not me. Maybe they're fooling you. What's in the news? House approves lower rates on student loans. Isn't that touching? They're all caring about students, all of the Democrats. It would reduce the cost of borrowing for millions of students. Now, when you say students, you probably think of, students studying. Student means study. But if you actually go to an American college today, studying is a small part of what they do there. It's really about drugs and sex. Studying is the smallest part of college today. And I'm asking a simple question. Why didn't they just work after school if they needed money to go to college? I worked. I mean, you ever hear of working your way through college? How many people listening to the Savage Nation tonight worked their way through college? Why don't you tell your story of how many jobs you had that you didn't use fraud, you didn't use felonies, you didn't use fake student loan gambits to go through college? What is this about students being sacred? Well, why are they sacred? Most of them come out, they can't even work in a coffee shop. If you order three cappuccinos at once, they have a nervous breakdown because they were raised on Adderall after getting Ritalin from age two by the psychiatric establishment. What a story this is. Shrinks for sale, psychiatry's conflicted alliance. The corrupt alliance of the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry. Check out what the pediatricians of today have become. 20 years ago, pediatricians were the most trustworthy branch of medicine. 20 years ago, pediatricians earned the least amount of money amongst medical doctors. 20 years ago, pediatricians didn't prescribe drugs. That's why they made very little money. Well, all that's changed. Now pediatricians are amongst the most highly paid of the medical professionals. They are pimps for the drug industry. They have eschewed natural products. They tell parents not to give the child vitamins because the vitamins might interfere with prescription drugs that are toxic, that are chemical straitjackets, that are being prescribed by the whores with medical degrees down to the age of 2 and 3 years old. Now, some psychiatrists have seen what's going on and have come forward and try to testify against this, but they've gotten nowhere. The pharmaceutical industry has bought the entire pediatric establishment. The pediatricians today are less trustworthy in most cases than your local crack dealer. The crack dealers, as you well know what they are. They don't hide it. They make no bones about it. They're drug peddlers. The medical doctor who says, I'm a pediatrician, I belong to the American Pediatric Association, says, oh, I'm prescribing a medication, therefore I know that it's good for the child. That's not true. If you look at the interlocking corporate directorships, if you look at how many of these pediatricians serve on the boards of these pharmaceutical companies, you get the picture? It's a dangerous situation because so many of our children are being abused. They're being declared to have illnesses that don't exist in order to prescribe drugs that are toxic, that are killing them, that are turning them into permanent wards of the state and of the medical pharmaceutical establishment. Don't call me on that. There's nothing you could say. Let's take some calls. Lauren on KSFO. I would say it's my home station in San Francisco. I'd have to say that. I have a tremendous fondness for KSFO because I began in radio on this station. I cut my teeth in talk radio on this station. I built it from zero to what it was. I gave it a three share within a very short period of time. And after many, many years out of this, you know, out of that station and out of the market, I come back like a phoenix rising from the ashes, as I am doing now again in syndicated radio. This is an amazing story unto itself. I am an American success story. So let's take a caller from KSFO. Lauren, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
I didn't have you. That's a loaded statement, but thank you for being on the program.
Oh, of course. I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm one of your young listeners that you talk to or talk about, and I think it's funny because I'm actually listening to you on my iPhone, just like you said earlier.
Okay, and what are you calling about? What got your attention as a young person who listens on the iPhone?
Well, I really respect you because you don't take this a political side. You just kind of, have your own opinion, and I'm the same way, and I feel like I can relate to you because although I'm a conservative, libertarian in California, I do agree with Obama lowering taxes as much as I disagree with him.
That's right. Why do you have to disagree with him on an issue where he's right? Now, he's doing it because he knows the Republicans are going to say no, and it's just a throwaway line. But if I were the Republican Party, I would have jumped on it, say, Mr. Obama, we're staying in session. We're going to take you up on that 28% tax rate. Let's do it tonight. Let's stay here till it's signed. I would have done that. That's how you negotiate.
Well, me too, and I'm a small business owner, so anything that lowers my taxes lowers
the... No, but here's the problem. He was lying again and parsing the truth because he's a great politician, meaning a born liar. Small businesses are getting killed in America because your tax rate is 39.6%. He's not talking about lowering the tax rate on small businesses from your rate. He is talking about giant corporations who have a different structure than you do. Small businesses are apparently not in this conversation, Lauren. Now, if people understood business, they would know that if your rate went from 39 to 25, you'd be able to hire new people. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly correct.
That's right. You cut your rate from 40% to 25, the cash flow would be enormous. You'd expand your business. You'd hire people. It's economics 101 that apparently he didn't read when he was reading Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Thanks for the call. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation where we do politics as unusual. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
CNN Films presents A Presidential Portrait in Super 8.
I took a camera Super 8, and I have quite a collection of film.
They're not your typical home movies.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
Candid moments shot by Richard Nixon's most trusted aides.
I was taking a home movie of this.
Movies held by the government for nearly 40 years. Filmed by the insiders who knew him best.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Our Nixon. Thursday, 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
iHeartRadio is changing the way you listen to radio. Now this station and over 1,500 real live stations play on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Download the free app, pick your station, and touch play. Over 20 million registered users and growing.
You don't even have to register to listen.
Find out what it's all about at iHeartRadio. You can listen to your favorite station wherever you travel free.
Always just a click or touch away.
iHeartRadio.
If you're driving, texting, checking Facebook, or returning emails and we catch you, you will get a ticket. If you don't kill yourself first, it's not worth it. A message from the California Highway Patrol and the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show. Here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous, and it's all thanks to Ovation, because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow-dried it, jumped in chlorine with it, everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy, and I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again, and now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair, and I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge it is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It was an interesting story on a drug report this morning. It caught my eye. It was the headline in the morning. And here it is. How Hollywood helped Hitler. You say, what? Jewish Hollywood helped Hitler? I know you're not supposed to say Jewish in Hollywood. I get it. I'm sorry. Especially then. I mean, you can make the connection at that time. You know, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. You say it's like, that's an oxymoron. Hollywood didn't help Hitler because so many Jews worked in Hollywood. Why would they help Hitler? For dollars. Read the article on the Drudge Report. It's a new book called The Collaboration, Hollywood's Pact with Hitler, by the right-wing Harvard University Press. And in the article, based on archival documents in the U.S. and Germany, he reveals the shocking extent to which Hollywood cooperated and collaborated with the Nazis during the decade leading up to World War II to protect its business. Collaboration. German translation, Zusammenarbeit. I can't pronounce it. My people are from Minsk, not from Munich. Zeus Amen Arbeit. Arbeit mach frei. See, that's my logo. That's what gets me up in the morning. I have a big sign over my bed which says Arbeit mach frei. It was cauterized into my brain at age one. So that's why I keep working. It's why I work. It's why I go on. Because I have no choice in the matter. To me, work is life. But in that sense, I'm no different than many people who have achieved a great deal in life. Work is the only salvation, wrote the great sculptor Rodin. I'll never forget reading that. Work is the only salvation. Work, work, work. So to me, work is a salvation in that regard. But when I look at this story, a bell goes off in my head from the How Hollywood Helped Hitler. In a desperate attempt to protect German business, the big studios let Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, and even force one MGM executive to divorce a Jewish wife. So I said, okay, what's the parallel today? Okay. In devastating detail, Michael Savage reveals how the big studios, desperate to protect distribution in Arab nations, let Islamists censor scripts, remove credits from military men, get movies stopped that show Muslim terrorists, and even force some executives to marry Muslims. That would be a good story, wouldn't it? But you won't read it for another 30 years because it's too current. And I'm not a prophet. I'm a poet. So today, Hollywood is helping who? Well, let's make a short list. So you say, oh, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. Great. Wonderful. How about the chilling history of how Hollywood is today helping Osama bin Laden's cohorts and helping communist Chinese agents in America? How many of them are here in this country operating freely in this country? How many? You wouldn't know. If Homeland Security can't think of 1 million foreigners who've entered this country, how could they know how many spies are here, how many collaborators are here, how many people are here doing us harm? How could they know when they're doing us more harm than anyone could imagine? When the government itself is doing us harm on a daily basis, how are they going to be looking at foreigners who are doing us any harm when they assume that the American citizen is the real threat to their security, not the foreigner? It is a world that is total madness. Where does this madness come from? How could it exist? How did we get to this point in history where everything is upside down? How is it possible that even the Pope, for example, comes out now and is apologetic about talking about a male and a female? Somehow it's been turned around that if you're a married man with a woman and you call your wife, you're somehow passé, that he's not your partner. The world is upside down where even the Pope now is saying that the Bible was wrong in every way. You read Noah, you read the story of the flood, you read that in the ark, that they went in, male and female of all flesh, and as God commanded Noah, and the Lord shut him in, and then there was a flood upon the earth, and 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, etc. And then everything died on the earth. All flesh perished that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast, and every swarming thing that swarmeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, whatsoever was in a dry land, died. And God blotted out every living substance which was upon the face of the ground. And only Noah and all of the animals of the earth survived in the ark. And if you read your Bible, he kept the ark closed. And after 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made, and he sent forth a raven. He sent forth a raven. And the bird flew back and forth until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And then Noah sent forth a dove to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him to the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And it goes on. And he waits a number of days in addition. And then finally the earth starts to dry out. And then God speaks to Noah. And he says to him this. For those of you who've forgotten common sense, I can almost cry as I read this. As simplistic as it may sound to the sophisticated amongst you, you can almost cry to see how far we have fallen as a species on the planet, that everything is upside down. The doctor who was sent here to heal us drugs our children with toxic drugs for profit. The movie maker who was sent here to entertain us and enlighten us poisons our mind with filth and violence on a daily basis. Legislators who are there to make law to make us safer, make law to imprison us and make us less safe, taking away our freedoms on a daily basis. So God says to Noah, go forth from the ark, and your wife, and your sons, and thy sons' wives with thee. He didn't say, and thy sons' boyfriends with thee. He didn't say, with your wife's girlfriend with thee. So what's with the Pope now? What, is the Pope a maniac? He's gone nuts too? He's also now backpedaling and apologizing for the Bible? Maybe we should have a massive book burning that they can do in Hollywood, where everyone under decree has to turn in their Bible. It's a book of hate. Everyone must take in their Old Testament and New Testament and bring it to the town, to the police station, where there will be a public burning of the Bible in order to make the Senate happy, in order to make the Pope happy, in order to make, why, those who dictate what we shall think happy. Am I the last man on earth? Should I put the lights out as I leave? Sometimes I feel I'm the last sane person on the planet. Do you ever get that feeling? I mean, I'm not going to lose my vision of what's going on. I know how this ends. I know how this ends. I've seen it end before. I know where this goes. I know where this goes. I've seen where this goes before. I know where this goes. I'm a student of history, you see. This happened in the Soviet Union. And where it went was any independent mind who said the state was not right, the state was wrong, the state was idiotic, the state was run by criminals, was put into a mental hospital because anyone who said that was considered mentally imbalanced. Senators can't have you criticizing them because they're perfect. Look at them talk to each other. They're perfect. They're above the law. They take no criticism. They are perfect. The state is perfect. The state is all-powerful. Obama is God. He's a demigod. If not God himself, he is at least a demigod. He's the Messiah. Anyone who says otherwise is not only evil, but probably mentally imbalanced and belongs in a state-run mental facility. I think I'll stop right there because I'm not writing a book. Now let's take some calls. WFTL in Florida. Jamie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. How are you this evening?
I never answered that question. My call screener should have told you what's on your mind.
Due to your nutritional advice that you have given on processed food and nutrition facts, I just want to thank you again. My son, who suffers from ADHD, had went from an F average to a B average within 2 months due to your nutritional advice.
Now I'm embarrassed for being too mean to you. I'm sorry. I'm in such a bad mood today.
Okay.
From what I see going on, I got a migraine. I'm so angry. But, you know, you just said something important because what? You listened to me talking about getting him off the drugs, putting him on a wholesome diet. Did you get a copy of my book, Healing Children Naturally?
I was a technician, and I have seen children.
Wait, Jamie, you're not hearing me. Did you get a copy of my – Jamie, listen to me. Did you get a copy of my book, Healing Children Naturally?
No, we just ordered it.
Okay, it's not that I'm trying to sell you a book. I'll give you one for free. But you're a pharmaceutical tech, and you actually see what the doctors do. Is that it?
Yes, sir. I have seen what has happened when they have taken them off the actual Ritalin and given them the generic. It did nothing but make the child worse. And I can also...
Have you seen how many children are being put on Adderall today?
Yes, sir, they are.
Do you know how many children are being prescribed this dangerous drug and the Senate does nothing about it?
The Senate
does nothing about the overprescription of prescription drugs to babies as young as 2 years old. They're putting them all on drugs. They're addicting an entire generation of children. Thank you and God bless you.
Savage.